AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. JD.com's 24% month beats most internet retail peers, with volume proof still modest. JD.com closed at $33.01 after a 9.3% weekly gain and a 24.0% four-week advance. But the ShareMaestro read stays balanced, as activity pressure remains slightly negative. Research brief. JD.com's NASDAQ-listed ADR outperformed both consumer cyclical and internet retail groups over the latest week and month, helped by a return to positive relative strength and an active weekly trend signal. The caution is participation. Volume improved to 51.1 million shares, 1.2 times the 13-week average, but still sits below the 52-week norm, while activity pressure remains at -0.06. Key points. 1. JD rose 9.3% in the week to 31 July, and 24.0% over 4 weeks, versus a 4.7% weekly and 2.3% four-week average for U.S. internet retail. 2. The stock closed 16.0% above its weekly trend line and 11.7% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving it in the upper 78.3% of its 52-week range. 3. Relative strength has turned positive at 2.77, but activity pressure is still negative at -0.06, keeping the setup signature at a balanced read. 4. Volume of 51.1 million shares was 1.2 times the 13-week average, enough to show improved participation, but not a decisive confirmation, versus the 54.3 million 52-week average. 5. Risk remains two-sided. Recent weekly volatility is 5.1% against a 4.2% one-year base, and the stock is still 7.3% below its 52-week high of $35.60. JD outruns a firmer but selective retail group. JD.com finished the week at $33.01, adding 9.3% and lifting its four-week return to 24.0%. That move places the China e-commerce ADR well ahead of the U.S. internet retail group, where the average weekly return was 4.7% and the four-week average was 2.3%. It also screens strongly within U.S. consumer cyclical, ranking 41st among 499 names by the latest peer percentile rate. The industry context is supportive, but not broad enough to remove selectivity. Internet retail showed 51.6% positive market dynamics breadth, yet only 32.3% of names had active weekly trend signals, and just 22.6% had positive relative strength. JD is on the stronger side of that split. Its trend signal is active and relative strength is positive, while activity pressure has not fully joined the move. Trend state improves, but the setup is not one way. The weekly trend backdrop is active for a second week, with price 16.0% above the $28.45 trend line. JD also trades 11.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $29.55, showing premium demand after the July rebound. The close sits at 78.3% of the 52-week range, below the $35.60 high, but materially above the $23.67 low. That positioning creates both opportunity evidence and risk evidence. Momentum is positive across 1W, 4W, 12W, 26W, and 52W windows, including a 20.0% 26-week gain. But the composite score is only 53, and trend breadth is 13.5%, with just 7 of 52 weeks active. So the signal history is still relatively thin, rather than deeply established. Volume confirms improvement, not a breakout quality rush. Participation improved as 51.1 million shares changed hands in the latest week, above the 13-week average of 44.4 million and equal to 1.2 times that baseline. The latest gain was also the strongest week in the 26-week risk window, matching the plus 9.3% best week reading. The volume evidence is still moderate. Turnover remains below the 52-week average of 54.3 million, and the latest volume ratio is short of the 1.5x level that would show broader conviction behind the next move. This matters because activity pressure is still slightly negative at -0.06, even after a sharp four-week improvement, leaving relative strength rather than market dynamics as the cleaner confirmation line. The next test is whether JD can hold its regained premium over the trend line while activity pressure moves into positive territory. A sustained close above the $28.45 trend line would keep the weekly regime constructive, while a loss of that area would weaken the July recovery structure. The high water gap is also important. JD is 7.3% below its 52-week high, so further progress toward $35.60 would show whether the 24.0% month is becoming a broader recovery, or simply a fast rebound from late June weakness. Watch volume alongside that test. Stronger participation would make the price move more persuasive, while another advance on muted turnover would leave confirmation incomplete. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.